A group called We're Watching Wisconsin Elections told the board there's no law in the books prohibiting voters from showing their IDs to election workers, so they should be allowed to do so. Group spokeswoman Artis Cerny of Pewaukee says it's one concrete way voters can protect themselves from fraud and make sure their votes are counted.
This, I think, is a win-win situation. You are not forcing people to do this, but allowing them to do it.
Cerny says dishonest voters are learning how easy it is to steal someone's vote.
I mean, all you have to do is get there early in the morning and give a name and an address, and you get the ballot. You walk out the door, and nobody has any idea of who you were.
But GAB staffer Shane Falk says allowing election workers to look at some voters' IDs and not require all voters to produce one will create confusion. He told the board they can't change the rules unless the legislature passes a bill changing current voting laws.
Absent legislative authority to create a rule or a policy instituting optional photo ID, the board refrain from allowing or permitting optional photo ID on an ad hoc basis by various clerks.
But the State Elections Division will continue to gather data on how many people have complained that they've arrived at the polls and found that someone had already voted in their place by claiming to have the same name. There have only been a handful of such cases in past years. A bill requiring voters to show a photo ID was vetoed last year by Governor Doyle. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.